Unexpected by Felice Stevens. Narrated by Matt Haynes. Chapter 1. There is nothing more embarrassing than watching a drunk person lose control and his shorts. Colin Brightman sipped his drink and averted his eyes from the man gyrating on the dance floor in his tiny Speedo, although he couldn't help taking a peek at him from behind the pink umbrella of his fruity cocktail. His cheeks burned at the sight of the man's hefty bulge. Wasn't he embarrassed? The way that bathing suit clung to every curve and ripple of skin, he might as well be naked. Colin would rather die than embarrass himself like that. And yet, all that power and strength momentarily made him weak, and his blood burned as he imagined that heavy dick inside him. Colin blinked and gazed around, as if he'd spoken his dirty fantasy out loud. What the hell was he thinking? He gulped more of his drink and wiped his lips, ashamed. His hands shook slightly. Obviously, he wasn't the only one enjoying the show, as whistles, laughter, and clapping rose from the crowd. The man appeared to revel in it, and his dancing grew wilder. Colin grimaced. If he stripped naked, Colin would demand a refund for this whole godforsaken experience. Colin knew he shouldn't have accepted the trip, but leave it to his sneaky best friends to give him as few details as possible. He would have never agreed to go to an all-inclusive singles resort. They only attracted people like this man. Guys who drank all day and partied all night. But he'd mistakenly allowed Alan and his husband, Dustin, who were also his business partners, to talk him into taking time off from the company, his first in years, and gift him a weekend away. You've been working way too hard, and your doctor told you stress is a killer. You don't want to have to go on blood pressure meds or have a heart attack, do you? Now that you've decided to make Iris your assistant, you can afford some time off. She can use the experience. It's just a weekend. What's the worst that could happen? You'll sit in the sun, have a drink with an umbrella, and listen to the waves. Maybe someone will catch your eye. Too busy with demanding clients to pay attention to the details, Colin hadn't bothered to check the resort and didn't have a clue it was for gay singles, or he would have canceled. Alan and Dustin must have taken that into account and deliberately left out the most salient fact, knowing he'd have bailed. Now Colin realized what he hadn't been missing. It wasn't an atmosphere he enjoyed. He'd never been into bars and clubs. He'd met his ex-husband, Brad, at an event-planning convention and was immediately drawn to his warmth, sense of humor, and what he thought were their similar outlooks on life. Brad had been embarrassed that he was only part-timing as a waiter and that he didn't know what he wanted to do in the future. But Colin didn't care about that. He understood sometimes it was hard to find your place in the world. His fingers tightened around his glass. Damn it! It had been 3 years since the divorce. Why couldn't he forget? He was content with his conference calls, spreadsheets, and planners. He was the only one in the business who didn't mind speaking at all hours with nervous clients who called on a whim, and he relished working on multiple projects over the weekends. Burying his head in work gave him little time to dwell on the fact that he had nothing else. He was going to kill Alan and Dustin, but that would have to wait until he came home. He took another sip of his fruity cocktail. Not your kind of scene. A shirtless, sweaty blonde man collapsed in a chair at the neighboring table and drank his beer. I haven't seen you on the dance floor yet. And you won't. Colin allowed a faint smile. Not my scene. The man raised a negligent shoulder. Gotta live a little. Otherwise you'd be...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?